So far, I think it's looking like it's working a lot better than join me.
Yes. Do I sound okay?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yes, definitely. Okay, so perhaps other people will join us. I got a few messages at least. So let's start with questions. Any questions that you have with regards to
Mandana?
I have a question.
Yeah?
I was thinking about what if questions. In other words, you notice when you get a person's current state and you ask about the beliefs of the state and find a belief that is limiting belief.
Right.
So it might be an opportunity to ask a what if question. What if you believe this instead of that? How would that affect this? Is that an appropriate question? I don't see anything about what if questions in the...
Yeah, I think what, like, initially, first of all, before you do anything to change it, you want to quality control it with your client.
Right.
And then ask if that's what needs, if that's what you need to be worked on,
right.
Working on. So, if your client doesn't, I think if your client doesn't know if that's what needs to be worked on, or then, I think I would, if you use the what if question, because that's the part of the miracle question, that pattern, then I would first ask, what if it was completely different? What would you be believing instead? So this is the state that you are in. This is the belief that you have, and this is the state that you want to be in. So let's say that you are there. What are you believing then? Because that's where you let your client come up with the belief.
Yeah, okay.
So that would be my suggestion.
Yeah, I'll think more about it. I understand that part. That makes a lot of sense. I'm trying to understand where else the what if might work. I know that it's important to have them concur. This is an issue. Or this is what they want to work on. But then, again, you don't want to suggest things to them or give them advice. So you're trying to have them figure it out. So it's a sort of a challenge.
Yeah, I mean, in a way, I think it's once you've established, okay, this is what we're working on, and then you do the co-creation.
Right.
I think the what if is a really great part of the co-creation where you...
Right.
Where you offer that as an option. So what if, you know, even what you're saying, what if you believe this?
Okay, that makes sense.
And also in what if you don't change what if you don't change this, then what's going to happen?
So in part, it's a little challenging too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have this book called What If, which is a good book. I thought about this question in coaching because of that.
Right, yeah, because I think if you think about it in terms of axes of change, you use it in motivation, and I think also in decision you use it. What if you make this change? What are the consequences? So you use it there. And then also in co-creation, you also use it there. And probably also, now that since you got me going, I think also in testing if the change has worked. So the other day I had a client and his state had really shifted. I wanted to make sure, okay, is it going to hold up? So then... what if you're in this situation, or what if this happens? Like, imagine that you are in a situation where, in this case, it was, you had a very external reference. So what if someone doesn't like your work?
It all makes sense.
So
it does have a role.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. thank you, Pascal. Okay. So I see that Victoria has joined us as well. Hi, Victoria.
Hi, Samke. Hi, Pascal. Hi,
Birgitte. Hi.
I'm just a silent listener today because I'm sitting in the airport, so I will log off in half an hour from now.
Okay, no problem. Sounds good. Good to have you.
Good to be here.
Where are you going?
I'm going from Jutland to Copenhagen, from Copenhagen to Oslo, back home.
Okay.
Interesting.
Not a very long flight then.
No.
Okay. Well, good. I'm happy that you get to call in. Mm-hmm. We just did questions. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't. Okay. I'm just listening curiously.
Okay. Sounds good. So, Birgitta?
Yeah, I have two questions. One comment and one question. Mm-hmm. The comment is, it's very noisy on my line. It's a lot of, like a bubbling, noisy bubbling.
Oh.
And then I wonder, there I found the chat, yes, because I wondered where I could write a message, but I found the chat button there.
Okay, perfect.
And the participants, okay, I can see them there. Okay, now I know. Okay.
Okay, very good. So I'm not entirely sure the sound. Let me just mute Pascal. So now I've muted Pascal, Birgitta. Is
yes.
it better now?
Much better.
Okay. So I guess, Pascal, there's some background noise on your end. Because for me, the line is clearer now as well. Okay, so Pascal or Birgitta, who of you would like to do the coaching today?
I don't want. I have been coached. I coached last time and I coached yesterday. So I
okay.
And I have been up for 12 hours.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So perhaps I could be, I just have to find something to be coached on.
Yes. Pascal, are you good to coach? Mm. Oh, let me just unmute you.
I have headphones and...
I muted you, so I had to unmute you, Pascal.
I'm not sure what the static is from.
No, it's there again. The sound is there again.
Now it's okay?
No.
Yeah, it's like a weird echo, I think. Especially when you talk, it's like a background sound. It doesn't interfere with me hearing you. Does it for you, Birgitta?
Yes, it does.
So I have headphones. I could switch to the computer speaker. So I'm wondering if it's my headphones, which I've used these headphones all the time.
Yeah.
I haven't really changed headphones. So I'm not sure what the source of the sound of the noise is. I don't have another set available.
Okay.
I could, let me see. Where's the audio? Oh, I see the mute thing on the bottom. I wonder if I could switch to the computer.
Yeah, we can try that.
Let me find how that would work. Let's see. So I'm going to unplug this, so you might hear me for a second. No, wait. Okay. Default audio device has changed. Default speaker has changed. Speakers. Okay. You hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you properly, Birgitta. What is it like for you?
It's an echo.
Now, so
yeah, it's still bubbling.
So it must not be the headphones. It must be something else.
Yeah.
It's worse than it was.
Oh, it's worse. Okay. Well, yes. I'll put the headphones back on again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Birgitta, you're unable to hear
Yeah, because I can try something else here just to see what happens. No, I don't know how to do it. No.
Let me look up my speaker here.
No.
Mixer.
Because on my screen it says computer audio connected. Can I change that to something else? I don't know.
Now then you have to call in, so
Okay.
That would not be a good
idea. You want me to try calling in? Do you have a number I can call into? I can use the phone.
Yeah, I would have to figure out the...
I think I saw it. Did I see a number when I wasn't sure if it was a call number. It said if you were calling by phone, such and such. Was it the initial message?
Yeah, I think the initial message would give you that.
Hold on. It doesn't say anything about a call number. But I can see from MailChimp. But when I came into it, it was...
Let me see if I can find it.
Plus, I have a phone right here, which is...
What about trying to disconnect and connect again? Sometimes that works.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I can try that.
We can try that. I'm not sure.
Let me unconnect if I've got to do that.
I must say, I do not have that problem in hearing you, Pascal. So for some weird reason, I hear you clearly.
You hear me clearly?
Yeah, I do.
I hear some background noise, but it's not really that bad.
That's good. Well, I'm encouraged. In Copenhagen, you can hear me pretty well. That's good. So that's a good test. Okay. But again, I can make a phone. I can try by phone. That might be better if you just give me the phone number.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
How do you find these? I know Join, but I've never heard of Zoom before.
I have no. I just Googled. Well, so here with Zoom, I spent maybe an afternoon looking at different systems, and Zoom was one that also allows breakout groups, and I like that because then with larger groups, I can put you in a breakout, and then you can practice together, and I can listen in, but so more people have the chance to practice.
If you've come across on-stream media, I recommend not using these.
Okay. Good to know. I think this works pretty well, and I've had some, used it several times now, and it's been...
Well, I'm going to switch to one in April when my subscription runs out for the other ones.
Another proposal is, of course, for Birgitta to log off and on again.
Yeah, that's also possible. But the thing is,
or maybe both of you at the same time.
Okay, I will cut out and log in again.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm just gonna...
Now we got him out.
See, that was easy. Well, and if it's still there, because you're really completely unable to hear him, Birgitta?
No, I hear him, but this noise disturbs very much. And as I already have some difficulties understanding Pascal.
Right, yeah.
So I think it would be hard for me.
Yep.
I have to work too hard. Because I hear Victoria very well, and I hear you, Femke, very well.
Okay, perfect. Well, I see that Hasse has joined us in the meantime, too. So if there's not a problem, maybe then either Hasse and Pascal. Or Pascal, you're back?
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yep. Hasse, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
One second, I'll get my stuff connected. Now, better now?
Yes, better now.
Yeah. Am I clear? Do I sound clear also?
Yeah, to me you sound clear. How about Birgitta? How is it for you?
Can I hear? Say more, Pascal.
Let's see.
I believe it's better now, Pascal.
It's better? Okay.
Yes, a little bit of echo, but I don't hear this bubbling noise anymore.
Okay.
That's good. I also have a phone number. I found a phone number for just in case.
But now the bubbling comes again.
Oh, so I can call by phone. I can do it right now.
I'm actually thinking if maybe Pascal and Hasse, or Hasse and Birgitta, can work together. Hasse hasn't done anything yet. So Hasse, would you like to do any coaching or be coached?
Yeah, I can. I could be coached.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so
doesn't
then.
Want to coach?
Did you say you want to be coached, Tasa? Okay, I'm unable to hear you now.
I don't hear him either.
This is an interesting day for technology.
Yeah.
Hello? Hi, Hasse.
Hi.
We couldn't hear you, but I think you're back now.
Yeah, now I'm back. I couldn't hear you either.
Okay, very good. Very good. So, do you want to coach or be coached?
Be coached, if that's possible.
Sure. Pascal, do you want to coach?
I can coach.
Okay. So then Birgitta will mute you. So it's a little loud on one of your lines.
It's a little loud on one of our lines. I can lower my.
There's like a phone going off. And
I just turned it off.
Okay.
I'm getting a call. Let's see. Zoom. I lower Zoom volume. Is that better volume for Zoom?
I can hear you fine. So.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get started, and I'm going to set the timer for 25 minutes.
I'm going to apologize ahead of time because I think the other phone's going to ring in a second.
Okay.
It's going to snow here in Washington at the end of the week, and I'm supposed to meet someone on Saturday. I'm sure he's calling about that.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so Hasse, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, perfect.
Hi,
time is yours.
How are you today? My style of coaching is both encouraging to help you move toward your outcomes and challenging, because I don't want you to settle for anything less than your best. And as we're coaching, I don't really need a lot of content information. I'm going to be listening to the process information so I can see what important connections might be there that you may not be aware of. So in that case, is it okay if I interrupt you?
Yes.
So we're going to be doing some exploring. And so our conversation can provide an opportunity for you to be real with yourself. So What is it that you'd like to get out of the session that would provide most impact today?
I think it would be most beneficial for me to get some help on what I should be coached on or work on. It's time related. Sort of how I work, but I'm not, I haven't managed to pinpoint exactly what I need to work on to fix it.
So you want to be coached, so you're not sure what to be coached on yet. So give me some, what is it, what are you working on? What that you think is a subject area to be coached on?
Well, I'd like to be sort of ahead of time or do things before I have to do them and not be late with stuff.
So you would like to be able to do things ahead of time, not be late, on what stuff?
Yeah, basically anything. So if I have to, something has to be turned in about 2 weeks, or a contract, or anything, pay bills, I wait until I have to. And I would like to be able to just do it now, and then it's then I'm sort of ahead of time.
Okay. So currently, you, in almost anything you said, you wait until you have to, but you'd rather do it earlier, so you don't feel like you have to. Is that what you like?
Well, that would be great if I felt that I didn't have to. I've had a lot of things to do, work related and private as well, and always lots of projects. Mm-hmm. So I tend to work on what burns the most. So sort of the things pick me. Oh, now I have to do that. I don't. It's like I'm not in control of when and where I do these things. They pick me, and it relates back to I could have already done it.
So you're saying things pick you and you're not in control.
Yeah.
And you would like to pick things to do? You like more control over what you choose to do?
I like to do them sort of ahead of time, so I don't feel that stress. Oh, I have to do this tomorrow. Oh, that's the last chance to do that. I want to move that. I don't know what I have to do to get there, but I would like to do it right away and then not wait until the deadline, so to speak. But that's when I get my focus, when I really, really have to. If I start writing something now and I don't have to finish it for 2 weeks, then it's hard for me to focus on it.
So you would like to work on finding a way to be able to focus on something earlier?
I'm not sure if it's that or if it's sort of a timeline thing, or I'm not sure.
Well, let's do this. Let's go to a specific situation. Give me an example. What example that happened recently?
Well, last week, this week, I'm trying to get the local government to change the hours of selling beer because I have a bar.
Right.
Yeah, so they took away 1 hour and I'm trying to get it back. And then we had a meeting with the police and the commune and with everybody involved in the decision-making, mm-hmm. some politicians. I don't write that until I absolutely have to.
What does it mean, write that?
Hmm?
What did you mean when you said, I don't write that?
No, I said I don't write it, what I have to present. I don't go into it until, okay, the last day.
Okay, let's hold. So from what I understand, you need to write something before you go
into. Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, well, let's like this particular meeting. Let's just talk about this one meeting. You had to write something for this meeting about changing the hours of beer, that beer can be consumed.
Yeah.
And can you actually go back to that situation, and tell me from inside yourself, looking out, what's happening?
When
you felt like you had, when you were writing something for that meeting.
Well, the thing is, I think about it, for the last week or the last week, and that meeting is coming up. I have to do that. I have to call these people and figure these things out and find these numbers. Okay, I'll do that tomorrow because now something else is burning. Yeah. And if I sit down with it now, it's like my interest is not really there because I don't have to do it until a week and a half.
So how is this working for you? How is this behavior working for you?
It creates a lot of stress because it's divided. The negative thing is it creates stress, and I'm always have this feeling that I'm late. I have to do this. But in the other hand, it creates some focus because when it gets that important, it takes away all my other options or choices of stuff to do.
So
then I can. focus only on that, and then I get it done.
So in one sense, it's your way of getting things done, right? So by actually doing it late, you're actually getting things done, but you have to.
Yeah. Yeah.
However, you're thinking about it, I'm just asking, you're thinking about it a lot beforehand and being stressed about it, right? So, and it sounds like you're saying that when you are thinking about it a lot time earlier, it's very stressful to think about it. So what would you like to work on today?
When you said that, yes. My mind went to prioritizing the stuff, because it relates to me not being able to focus before it's absolutely necessary, and then I can focus on only that one thing. So I'm getting a sense that it's about, on my list, I have a hard time prioritizing what is most important and what should be first, and then they have a tendency to pick me. If somebody calls and wants that done, oh, then I'll go that way. And so it's something about prioritizing.
So that's a good realization, I think, that you realize that prioritizing is important. So what do you believe about that? About prioritizing beforehand?
Yeah, it's something. When I have to sit down and prioritize, I'd rather just do something. In my mind, it's sort of a waste of time, but it's not. It's just that it's hard for me to look at all the things that I have to do or should have done or feel that I should have done. And if I have to make a decision of which one. See, everything that's late is just as important. So it's very difficult for me to choose one.
Well, let me ask you another question. When you said other people can influence you, to me, when you're doing something and some other person or some external factor comes in, it changes what you do.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering how much other people or other things influence you, your internal decisions.
Now you broke up a bit.
Suppose you're working on something, and you have an order of things you're working on, and someone says you need to do something else. Do you respond immediately, or do you say, "Hold, wait"?
That depends. If I'm, now you're on to something else. It's sort of. We're gonna say a one-track mind when I'm doing something. See, like last week when I started to write it and I have to do it, it doesn't matter who calls. Then it's just that has to wait, because now this is the most important, and then I can work on that whatever, call it project, for then I forget to eat, and then I can't divide my day.
What makes it important? What does important mean?
I don't have like a definition of when it's important. Anything can be important. It's about time frame. When it's due, then it's important. Then I have to do it.
So it becomes important when it's a time frame. Is there any other factors that influence what important means?
Yeah. I don't. If it's late, it's sort of everything is on the same level. It's of course some things are more important, but then I have to sit down and really go through it. But yeah, there. In me, the things that are late, they are almost as important. They're equal, and that makes it hard to prioritize them. I want to get it all done.
And what do you believe about that? About your desire to get it all done?
yeah, before it's like I want to get it all done before I have to, yeah, so that I feel that I am in control of my time and that this things don't control me. And on the other side, it's hard for me to get that focus before I have some sort of pressure.
So do you believe, what do you believe about focus? And what does it mean to focus? What does it mean to focus?
What does it mean to focus? To me, focus is then I don't get distracted by other things or my thoughts. Then I manage to stay on the subject because it's easy for me to drift off and think about other things.
So you have a way, a method of focusing and getting things done that works, except that you feel stressed before you feel like you have to do it. Right? Is that true?
Yeah, and I never feel like I'm prepared. I started late and many things I almost have to on-site it. I get some information, but it's like the perfectionist in me. If I get him started 2 weeks ahead, he'll just keep on, he'll never finish.
What does it mean to be a perfectionist?
Huh?
For a moment. Pascal, what I notice right now is that you're chasing words.
Yeah, true.
And what I'm also noticing is that you've grabbed hold of what's going on.
Yeah.
So when you said, so there is a, you know how to focus, except for the fact that it comes when you have to. I would stick with that. So asking more, I'm curious about the time. So when does that come up and what does he see in his mind? What does he see when there's no, like in the present state, the interest is not there. There's two present states, if you will. In the one moment, there's still enough time, so the interest is not there, and he's not doing it. And then the other present state is that the pressure is there; he has to do it, and then he has focus. But so those work together.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what we discussed. Yeah.
So asking more about those two situations. And the beliefs about that. So what does he believe about time that creates that lack of interest?
The other thing is about the use of have to. You know.
Yeah. So in the first situation, there's something in time that the interest is not there. So what does he believe in that situation? What does he say to himself? What does he see that creates that lack of interest?
Okay,
and then good. What happens when it's too late or when there isn't that much time left and it becomes a priority, then what happens? So asking the strategy more of those two, and then you can switch it to what is it that you want?
Right. Okay, so let's talk about the first situation where the whatever you need to do is in the future, and
say that again. When whatever I need to do.
Think of something now that you have to do in the future. Something that's planned, but you haven't started it yet. Something that something that you're thinking about and worrying about. And feeling stressed about that's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get into that position, or can you get into that state of something happening now at the moment?
Oh yeah.
Okay. So what?
I'm always in that state.
You're always in that state. Okay. Well, good. So tell me, what are you feeling or seeing or hearing in that state?
Well, I'm stressed because there's something I should have done, and I'm very used to being in that state, and it kind of creates I can go into this freeze mode because it's just too many things, and I can't choose, and then they pick me.
Think of something. Give me something very specific that you're thinking about.
I have to write like a what is this for the employees? It's like it's called HMS. It's all about fire and all the health risks.
Okay, let's just call it HMS. Let's see for a second. So it's supposed to be about So how does HMS pop into your mind? What happens? You see something in the world that you think about? How do you think about that particular project?
Well, it's very undefined, the rules. You have to go in and figure out a lot of stuff yourself, and I know it's going to take time. And
when do you think about the fact when does that project come into your mind? I mean, it comes into your mind all day today. Well, think of that. Is there a time of the day that it comes in your mind, or is it always in the back of your mind and it pops in every minute?
Well, it's not that defined. In my mind, it's like, and that's why I think one of the reasons I have trouble focusing is because I haven't decided when to do all these different things. So they're all.
So when you think about
a list, I see them all.
When you think about this HMS thing, other things that you need to do come in your mind. So do you see them or hear them? You know, when you talk to yourself about it, I have this and this to do also.
It's more of a feeling.
Okay, so the HMS comes in your mind and you feel.
Well, it doesn't really have to be the HMS. That's just one of the. It's more of a.
It's a group of things.
Like a constant. It's more of a constant feeling of being stressed. You know, this I'm tied up because I know there's something. I don't even need to know what it is. I know there's something. So I did actually try just to put it in a calendar, just a few things every day, so that I was sure to get through it all.
So let's stop you for a second. You say you know something. How do you know? What does that mean, know something?
Well, if I put 4 things in my calendar and I finish them, then I know that I've finished them. Yeah? So then I should be able to relax. But still, you know, in that evening, I had the same feeling that there's something I should have done.
Even though you've done things, you have this feeling that it's really something else I should have. Where's a should come? Where does the authority for the should come from? The word should.
It's sort of bad consciousness. What is the word in English? It's
Who says it should? I'm saying, who says it should?
You know that nice, the good girl syndrome? That, they should have finished it. That, it's sort of like that, I think, that I've taken on something and I haven't finished it, and I feel bad because I haven't gotten back to that person.
So is it about the perfectionism you mentioned earlier, that for some reason it's important for you to be perfect in doing these tasks?
It feels that it's more related to writing, that it takes me a long time to get it as I want it, so that people understand what I mean.
So you,
when I write, but
you want to be perfect in what you write, so that people understand what you mean.
When I write, but not for the HMS. It's more that I know it's going to take me time to read through and understand all the rules and regulations and make a system for Lloyd's.
Pascal, I'm just going to interrupt you for a moment.
Right ahead.
So we've got 4 minutes left.
Okay.
To me, this sounds like a different topic.
It is a different topic. Yeah, I was just going to jump back. There's a writing topic. And, you jumped to a writing.
So it might be related, but what you started out with was, I want to do things ahead of time. And now it kind of jumped to perfectionism and not feeling and not having a sense of feel, being able to relax.
Well, I think that might be related to the first one.
I know they, so, but I'm curious, how are they related and what needs to be worked on?
Right, that was going to be, yes, that's true.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So 4 minutes left.
Okay, let me see if I can summarize. When you think of something you need to do, other things come in your mind. If you've already done four things, you don't feel like you can relax, but you feel like you should be doing something else. And one example would be writing. So that's the current situation. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. It's
And what
it could be many things.
It could be what?
No, I said it could. Yeah, it seems like there's lots of things related.
And what came in your mind now about things that might be related?
Well, it seems that I'm very accustomed to the feeling of having something that I should have done. It does, even when I don't have something to do, I have that feeling, and I guess it is because that's the reason I want to get ahead of time, as I call
okay,
it.
So let's go back. So is it so for today or whatever session is working on that feeling of that you should have gotten something done? If we could work on that, would that help? If it could be something.
I feel more like then I would start in the end, but it's more of getting that focus, managing to get that focus before I have to get it.
So it seems to be the initial problem is that you're focused when you have that feeling, but yet that feeling comes.
No, I don't focus when I get the feeling. That feeling can actually make me freeze and not do anything. I focus when something gets to be so important that I only can focus on that. Because okay, so, it's the most important thing.
So in this situation, when something becomes the most important, it's because of time, and then allows you to make a decision about what to do next.
You can repeat that.
So it sounds like that when you completed your work and you have this feeling later that you feel like you should have other things to do, you freeze. And
yeah, or if I don't have the pressure of time or importance, then that feeling will make me start to look at the list and oh, should I do this or that? And then it kind of can freeze me.
The feeling allows you to look at the list. You look at the list, and then you freeze, and you feel stressed.
Yeah, I can't decide where to start.
And so what makes you decide is when the deadline is close, and you have to. So that helps you decide to actually do something, gain focus.
Yeah, or if somebody calls me and wants something in that topic or in that project, and then then somebody else made the decision, and then I can focus.
So an external decision helps you focus too. It's time,
yeah.
And external decisions help you focus.
Yeah.
So we have different pieces here. There's pieces when you actually get something done, and what can enable you to get something done. But then there's the pain of what happens, you know, without the time focus or the external decision focus.
Well, something else came up now when you asked that question, and that is when I do have the focus, and I have this focus a lot, you know, because I get a lot done, but it tends to actually create more things late, because when I have that focus, I do only that thing, and it can take 14 hours or it can take 2 weeks, and then I sort of don't do anything else. It's very hard for me to divide up the day when I'm in the zone, you know, then I don't go.
So you're in the zone and you don't want to leave the zone. So what do you believe about yourself? What do you believe about having that experience, being in the zone, not wanting to leave it?
Well, it creates, actually, I get a lot done, but it also creates stress, because like if I get some bills and some papers and some, not a lot of stuff, then I won't do that, because now I'm building something or doing the HMS or something else. And then I leave all the papers until it's a big pile of papers.
Let's go back.
Okay, time is up.
I have one more question.
Okay.
We've been talking about your inability to choose among different options early until some decision is made later. And I'm trying to understand what we could work on. So are you doing the same thing now? In other words, when deciding what to work on, the same behavior?
Well, see, that's what I wanted to be coached on, to figure out what I need to work on, because I knew there was a lot of things related, but I don't know which one to work on.
So that's something to be coached on, how to decide which thing to work on.
That's what I wanted to be coached on today. Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Pascal, and thank you, Hasse.
Excuse me.
Okay, so Hasse, I'm just going to mute you for a moment. Mm-hmm. So Pascal, that was interesting that what Hasse said at the end, that's what I wanted to work on. What was the conversation that he was after?
I hope he didn't want me to tell him what to do.
No. It sounded like he wanted a clarity conversation.
Yes, a clarity conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. So
we were trying to clarify it with trying to understand the different situations that were mm-hmm. trying to yeah. understand the strategy that he was using.
In a way, and I could have because I did hear it. I chose to let it go, but in a way, that would have been the present state and desired state. Is present state is not having clarity, desired state is having clarity. Mm-hmm. And then it becomes a different topic. And then in a way, the conversation that you did have would have been the coaching part.
Right. It's not always easy to see that in the beginning, unless you have to understand what patterns of behavior he's using.
True.
I'm just getting an inkling of what really needs to be, well, what might need to be worked on.
And so that's also, figuring out what needs to be worked on, that's why I let it go, is that sometimes what you do in that first part of the coaching conversation.
And it's more difficult when that's the issue, the deciding.
Right.
If deciding what to work on is an issue in the problem, then us deciding what to work on in the coaching session is an issue.
Well, then that could become the topic.
That could become the topic. Coaching. Yeah, that's what I was.
The coaching conversation.
I was coming on that topic.
Because ultimately, then you take you take a step before what you normally would do,
right.
And say, okay, so now you don't have clarity, and you want clarity, and then that becomes the conversation. But first of all, like, how you don't have clarity? In what way do you not have clarity right now? How would you know that you have clarity? What will that look like, feel like, sound like, etc.? And then that can become the topic of the conversation.
But he never mentioned the word clarity, as far as I could tell.
That is something, what we have in the back of our mind is, what kind of conversation is this going to be?
I think that's I need to look at.
Is this clarity, decision, change, etc.? And change, like, it sounds like he wants change. And that can come like in the next session.
Well, you know, I think that is conflict here because something works well, although it gives you pain. It works well at certain times, but it gives you pain other times.
Right.
So what's the balance between, I mean, I'm thinking, that's what I'm in my mind, I'm thinking.
What I heard, ultimately what he wants as the effect is that he wants to do things ahead of time and have focus rather than not having interest. But right now, what he wanted out of the conversation was to know, what do I need to work on to get there?
Right.
Just have that clarity, and not, he was not actually asking for that, for the change.
Right.
So
well, we never got that far anyway.
So. Yeah. So that leads us to different directions. Mm-hmm. So, and this is I think it's a really good learning for all of us, because in the beginning of the conversation he mentioned that, and I thought okay, so that's something that you normally do anyway in a coaching conversation, so I decided to let that go. But ultimately that's what Hasse said at the end, that's what I wanted, and so sticking with what your client says they want right from the beginning, and noticing, okay, this is the kind of conversation that he wants. That might get you to an outcome an outcome of the session quicker, so that you can have this kind of conversation.
Right, right.
And then Hasse is going to feel listened to a lot more.
Right.
Okay. So, let's take a look at the different skills, and I'm going to focus on two main things, I think, which is clarity checks and meta questions for your next level. Before that though, what I noticed is that you set frames in the beginning of the conversation, style of coaching, that it was going to be challenging, and you shared why you were going to do that. The exploring, and also that you're not going to need a lot of content, and so that you're going to interrupt. So with interruptions, I think it's a bit tricky. At some point I noticed that you were speeding up. And it felt rushed, because and that was because your speed of voice was higher and you started interrupting a lot. Mm-hmm. And Hasse was going slower. So that's something to pay attention to. You're acknowledging consistently throughout the conversation. In terms of the skill of listening, I'm curious what, so when it comes to clarity checks, I think you asked about importance, prioritizing, focus. I would have liked to have heard more about time related. What does he mean with ahead of time? How much time is that? He doesn't want to be late with stuff. Okay, what does that specifically mean? So you get an idea of how has he mapped out time. Mm-hmm. So time is a big thing here, and I still don't know what he means with that. So that's something to do, more of those clarity checks. And I think that one in combination with your meta questions. So if we look at questions first, you're asking a lot of exploration questions. You do clarity checks. Could do more testing questions. Is this what you want? Can you do that right now? So more testing questions. But I think the focus That the one thing that I would like to focus on to take your skills to the next level is meta questions. So you asked twice, you asked, what do you believe about that? And you did relate it to something. And then what do you believe about focus? And then what do you believe about being in the zone and not wanting to leave it? And so the result of that question, what do you believe about being in the zone and not wanting to leave it, is that he's reflecting on not being in the zone, and you're not getting the how do you get in the zone? What do you believe in the situation that gets you in the zone? And so then and by not actually giving that, like, okay, what do you believe about this that puts you in the zone? He can go anywhere.
Right.
So it really opens it up. What do you believe about prioritizing? Well, now what in this situation do you believe about prioritizing?
To be more
specific. Yeah, so be more specific so that you either figure out the current beliefs, or if you want to create awareness or motivation or decision. So knowing what it is that you want to achieve from your meta question is really important. So I would focus on that.
Okay.
That and your clarity checks, because you are picking up like how things are related. You are, in the meantime, picking up on different patterns and putting that together. Now it's just a case of, like, with more clarity checks, you're going to ground it more. And sticking with the example, I think, would help there as well. And then if you really connect your meta questions to the specific context and make it more specific, that's really going to make a shift in your coaching. Let's see if Birgitta, do you have any questions about that, Pascal?
Nope, sounds good.
Okay. Birgitta, do you have any questions or anything to share? Unable to hear you, Birgitta. Nope. It sounds like you're, I'm going to mute you. It sounds like you're trying to talk, but no.
She's muted. I can see on this.
Yeah. I don't know what.
Unmute her. And now she's unmuted.
Yeah. Hi, Birgitta. No, I can't hear you. Okay, so that's not happening. So let's go to Hasse finally for Hasse.
Hi.
So for Pascal, what went well, and what is the one thing that you would have liked Pascal to do that he didn't?
Yeah, okay. The second one, what I would have liked him to do, I'm not really sure, because this is sort of confusing me. I don't see the answer, but I don't have a question I'm missing from him.
Okay.
And what he did good. He made me think, and I saw some connections clearer now than I did before. So and some of the questions sort of it got me thinking a bit, and my head skips and jumps a bit from one almost one topic to another. He got me thinking.
Okay, very good. And so that might be part of the problem. That your head jumps from one topic to another?
Yes.
So that would be interesting as well, for everyone. that your client might be actually doing their problem. So sometimes taking a step back and asking about that can really help.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Well, we have gotten to the end. Are there any questions before we sign off?
Yeah. Is it like possible to continue being coached on this? Like, next time, well, if nobody else wants to be coached.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, it would be interesting to dig a bit deeper.
Okay. So let's set you for being coached next time.
Great.
That sounds good. All right. Well, thank you, everyone. And I have to see how the recording works here, but I'll put that online. And we'll be meeting again 2 weeks from now at the same time.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.